My name is Albert Sam. I'm a resident of Baton Rouge, a long-time Louisiana lifelong resident, and I'm a physician here in town. How about it for Sam Cook? How about it? I'm driving to work early one morning, and I'm hearing a documentary
in a moment, but first, a
about
history.
Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke started singing in a church choir on the south side of Chicago. He joined the Soul Stirrers, one of the country's biggest gospel groups. But when he struck out on his own, Sam Cooke hit it big with a mainstream audience singing popular songs. That struck gold. Don't know much about
history. I probably haven't heard that voice since I was 3 years old. So we're talking 40 years. And when I heard the documentary and heard his voice, it brought me back to my childhood. My parents would rush me to bed and put me to sleep, and they put on Sam Cooke records. And I would listen because I liked the music. And more importantly, I could see my parents having a good time. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change going to come. A change is going to come. A change is going to come. And that's what I heard, I think, on the documentary that kind of just perked me up, because I probably had heard that song since I was a child, but I knew all the words. Because you used to hear it so much as a child in our household. I don't know what's up there. Particularly in the time when I was a child in the late 60s, early 70s, there was a lot of change in our country during that time. And I think that song, more than anything, embodies what the nation felt at, during that time. And it still holds true today. And it's a powerful song. Yeah, change is going to come. Oh, yes, it will. That happens weekly on RKF. In some capacity, that happens where you get content that moves you in that manner. It's just kind of caused me to find that I only listen to NPR now. And then I joined and became a sustaining member. And then I eventually was asked to serve on the board. And it's just been great. A long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.